Nolte, Alicia Vikander nitpicks dated trans movie, The Danish Girl, that won her an Oscar. By John Nolte on August 20, 2025. Because Hollywood is populated with virtue-signaling cowards and simps who have no mind of their own, actress Alicia Vikander is out trashing the movie that won her a Best Supporting Actress Oscar 10 years ago. The Danish Girl, 2015, is an overrated piece of crap movie that fictionalizes and dishonestly lionizes one of the first known males to mutilate himself in the fruitless search to become a woman, which, as all sane people know, is a scientific and biological impossibility. Eddie Redmayne, fresh off his Best Actor Oscar win for 2014's The Theory of Everything, another overrated biopic, stars as the aforementioned Danish girl. The real-life Einar Wegener, a gay landscape artist and closeted transsexual living in 1920s Copenhagen. Vikander plays Wegener's real-life, and unfortunate, wife Gerda, who was also an artist. Because Einar was obviously a lunatic, he decided to permanently mutilate his body with sex reassignment surgeries beginning at age 47. He then changed his name to Lily Elba. But that wasn't enough. Three additional surgeries were performed over the next 2 years. The last one killed him. His body rejected a transplanted uterus, man alive. An infection led to cardiac arrest. Einar died a man at age 48. Why is Vikander capitulating in the latest version of the left's identity politics struggle session? What was her grave sin? Eddie Redmayne is not a transsexual, see? Eddie Redmayne refuses to even be gay. The ingrate won't even claim to have experimented in college. No, he's a straight, white male portraying a transsexual, and that cannot be allowed to stand. I'm the first one to say it already feels extremely dated, which I think is a good thing, Vikander told British Vogue. At that time, it was a pivot in something that it made, the trans issue, at least discussed. I hope that in a way it was a bit of an eye-opener and opened the way for art to cover those themes. For his part, the cuck Redmayne, who currently spends most of his time wondering how Timothy Chalamet stole his twink career, has already disavowed his role. In 2021, he went full gerbil with his grovel to the Times of London, saying, "No, I wouldn't take on the role, now. I made that film with the best intentions, but I think it was a mistake," he said. The bigger discussion about the frustrations around casting is because many people don't have a chair at the table. There must be a leveling, otherwise we are going to carry on having these debates. In 2015, he was already expressing regrets. "I hope there's a day when there are more trans actors and trans actresses playing trans parts, but also cisgender parts," he said. "And I hope, as an actor one hopes, that one should be able to play any sort of part if one plays it with a sense of integrity and responsibility. So transsexuals should be allowed to portray non-transsexuals, but non-transsexuals should not be allowed to play transsexuals? Who comes up with this fascist shit? Whatever happened to, you know, actors wanting to act, which literally means assuming an identity that is not your own." John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.